Today is Thursday, July 4th. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The victim of Tuesday's Walworth County House explosion has died. The Sheriff's Office says 68-year-old Leland Holden died after being airlifted to a trauma center. Deputies and the Elkhorn Fire Department responded to reports of an explosion and fire in the town of Lafayette shortly after 2. Holden, the home's sole resident, was located in the rubble. The state fire marshal is assisting with the investigation. The deaths of a woman and her son in Adams County are being investigated as homicides. The Adams County Sheriff's Office confirmed late that Tuesday after the bodies of 62-year-old Sharon Miller and her son, 38-year-old Jamie Lumby, were found buried on property in the town of Strong's Prairie last week. Autopsies indicated they both were killed. No suspects have been identified. Evidence was submitted to the Wisconsin State Crime Lab. A federal judge will listen to First Amendment arguments surrounding the RNC. The case against the city of Milwaukee was brought by demonstrators who claim their right to protest outside the Republican National Convention has been denied. The lawsuit challenges a city ordinance requiring protesters to register and obtain time slots for marches within the RNC footprint. The court's decision will determine whether the rules violate First Amendment rights. President Joe Biden will be in Madison Friday. The White House announced the Madison stop but didn't provide any details. Biden's campaign also said he will have a political event while in Madison. It will be Biden's 5th visit this year and 12th since he became president. Biden's most recent Wisconsin visit was to Racine County in May, an official stop to promote Microsoft's plans for a $3.3 billion new AI data center at the Foxconn site. Friday's event will come more than a week after Biden's poor performance in his first debate with Donald Trump. Today, Biden talked to Democratic governors and congressional leaders yesterday in an effort to allay concerns about his ability to serve another term. Be a storm drain hero. With all the rain Wisconsin's been getting, storm drains and catch basins can become clogged with debris. Clearing those can prevent localized flooding in your neighborhood. Ready Wisconsin advises only doing so safely. Use a rake or shovel handle to clear the drain. Do not wade into water if you're unsure of its depth. If clearing the storm drain or catch basin does not work, contact your local public works department. There are ways to be safe with fireworks this 4th of July and ways to get hurt. UW Health's Dr. Jeff Potthoff spoke with Fox 6 in Milwaukee. He said that emergency departments typically see people with fireworks injuries who are not sober. Potthoff cautions that mixing a lot of alcohol with fireworks is just a recipe to have something bad happen. Potthoff also said young children should wear closed shoes to protect their feet from burns from drop sparklers. And adults should avoid attempting to relight dud fireworks. If those do ignite unexpectedly, it can result in significant injuries. Be tick aware this July 4th holiday. Marshfield Clinic Research Institute Executive Director Jennifer Meese says there are a number of preventative measures people can take.
They can use insecticides. They can pre-treat their clothing or their tents or whatever with certain products. And then also doing thorough tick checks is really important to reduce their risk. If they do have a tick that was attached and they start to develop symptoms within, you know, days to weeks after, they should seek health care.
Ticks are typically most active in Wisconsin from May to November. Most tick-borne diseases here are spread by the black-legged tick, also known as the deer tick. The annual Lone Rock 4th of July celebration will be held today at Fireman's Park in Lone Rock. The day will kick off this morning with a marketplace running from now to 7, featuring local vendors and organizations. A 5K water run walk will begin at 8, and the parade will step off at 11. For those wishing to participate in the parade, registration will be held from 9:45 to 10:45. After the parade, enjoy a chicken barbecue. The EMS chicken barbecue will be held at the Lone Rock Fire Department, and Sacred Heart Catholic Church will host a chicken barbecue at Fireman's Park. Enjoy festivities throughout the day. Activities include Pretch's Prairie Land Critters Petting Zoo from noon to 5, Tuningo starting at 4, and a raffle drawing and meat paddle raffle at 6. Music and dancing featuring Doc's DJ will also be featured from 5 to 11. End out the day with fireworks starting at dusk. There will also be food concession stands on the grounds and fun for everyone at the Lone Rock 4th of July celebration today at Fireman's Park in Lone Rock. The Firecracker Run Walk in Boscobel will be held today beginning at 8. Fireworks will be held at dusk at Cronsage Park. Lafarge United Methodist Church will be serving barbecue chicken from 11 to 4 today. The menu includes half chicken, coleslaw, beans, bun, brownie, and water for $14 per plate. Call 608-625-2375 for carryouts. The Viroqua Community Band will perform today at the Sherry Butthouse Museum in Viroqua at 1. Strawberry shortcake will be sold for a fundraiser for the museum. Reedsburg's Freedom Fest will be held from 3 to dusk, featuring live music, food vendors, kids' games, and fireworks. And Viroqua will be lighting its fireworks tonight at 9:30 at the Vernon County Fairgrounds. High water has postponed a fireworks show. With dangerously high water on the Wisconsin River, Sauk Prairie's Fire on the River Festival has been rescheduled from Friday and Saturday to August. Organizers said they can't ensure the safety of the fireworks crew or anyone on or near the river this weekend. The amphitheater, where the fireworks display traditionally takes place, is completely underwater. The boat launch is inaccessible, and the shoreline is not safe. Effective immediately, the emergency slow no wake order that was in effect for the Wisconsin River from the Highway 33 bridge in Portage downstream to Tipperary Point on the Wisconsin River in Columbia County has been lifted and is no longer in effect. Year-round laws regarding no wake distances from shorelines and posted buoys are still in effect on all waterways. In Columbia County on Swan Lake, the water level remains above the automatic no-wake threshold, and the automatic no-wake ordinance remains in effect. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources advises boaters that they will see more DNR conservation wardens and area law enforcement on the water today through July 6th as part of the National Operation Dry Water campaign. Wardens and other participating law enforcement agencies will educate boaters about safe boating practices, including sober boating across the country. Alcohol use is a leading factor in recreational boating fatalities, and 85% of those who drowned in a recreational boating incident were not wearing life jackets. So far in 2024, there have been 4 boating fatalities. Since Operation Dry Water started in 2009, law enforcement officers across the nation removed 6,869 impaired operators from the nation's waterways, preventing dangerous and potentially devastating consequences. If alcohol is involved in your day of boating, have a designated operator. Operating a boat is no different than driving a car. Operating a vessel while impaired is illegal on all bodies of water and can lead to serious injuries, death, and legal consequences. In Wisconsin, it is illegal to operate a vessel with a blood alcohol content of 0.08% or higher. Operation Dry Water is a year-round boating under the influence awareness and enforcement campaign. Its heightened awareness and enforcement 3-day weekend takes place annually around the 4th of July holiday, unfortunately known for drinking, boating, and deadly incidents. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board has modified its office hours. The office, located at 202 North Wisconsin Avenue in Muscadet, will be open from 8 to noon, closed from noon to 12:30 for lunch, and open from 12:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, excluding holidays. If a staff member is not present, a message may be left by calling 608-739-3188 or 1-800-221-3792. Email messages may be directed to Mark Cupp, Executive Director at mark.cupp@wisconsin.gov, or Marcia Curtis, Executive Assistant at marcia.curtis@wisconsin.gov. Information may be found at the board's website, lwr.state.wi.us, or the Riverway Board Facebook page. Wisconsin State Patrol troopers will have a higher vantage point to spot dangerous driving behaviors this month, thanks to a partnership with Wisconsin Motor Carriers Association. Troopers will be riding along with semi-truck and bus drivers to enforce traffic laws from an elevated point of view during the annual Trooper in a Truck Enforcement and Education Initiative. The program, designed to reduce the number of crashes and injuries involving commercial motor vehicles, will take place on highways across the state July 8th through 12th. In the past 5 years, Wisconsin has averaged about 7,000 crashes involving large trucks every year. In 2023, 70 people died in those incidents. Distracted driving contributes to many crashes and is a growing safety concern in Wisconsin.